smart. So smart. All right, let's go. We're at the bottom of 84. Vitaut Gedoylo. Oh, this is Gishmak. Now there's a little more of a chevra. Yeah, here we go. Welcome. Let's go. Well, we said last night, the great mistake people make is they don't demand godless for themselves. They don't have she'ifas. They're not doirish me'atzmam godless. Which really could summarize many, many people's lackings. They don't have dreams. It's for the Starky Yidden. They need to grow. Not me. They're happy with mediocrity. Going, getting by. B'chas v'sholom. We got to demand greatness from ourselves. Go ahead. 84. V'tod gedola toa ish kazeh. This person's making a tremendous mistake if he limits himself. If he says, only for the great people. I'm a simple Jew. Not for me. Leave me alone. Ukvar dibanu la'al. We already discussed earlier. Echa kol echad la'avod. Every person needs to work. La'azor. And to help. Ulegalos. And to reveal. Min am Yisrael et tzadikav gedolav ga'onav. We all have to be part of the process, the effort, collaborative group effort to reveal the tzaddikim, the gedolim, the ga'onim of Klal Yisrael. Whether ourselves, we have to bring it out. We have to bring it out in our friends. We have to create an environment conducive. We need to be part of the process of bringing Mashiach, a generation committed to Klal Yisrael. Ourselves, we need to be inspired. Pass it on to our children, to the people we influence, to our friends, to our saviv, to everybody. We need to be part of that, bringing forth the next generation. Al Hashem gets so sad, laments on those of us that are lazy, that don't demand of ourselves to become great, to reveal the greatness inside of ourselves. Those of us that don't demand from our friends to be great, don't motivate our friends, inspire our friends, prod our friends. Aval. Oh, this is Geshmak. Imrak Yisrael Pashur Roteliot. So we say this. You know what? I want to be a simple Jew. Lama Zeh Yishkach Ma'u Yisrael Pashut. Why do we forget what it means to be a simple Jew? So we say, you know what? I'm not going to be a tzaddik, a goy, a gadol dor. I'm just going to be a Pashut Yid. Don't forget what that means to be a Pashut Yid. V'tatznai asher hisna Hashem im ish Yisrael mechotev etzi machoev mayim. What does it mean to be a simple Jew? Don't forget the condition that Hashem made with Klal Yisrael, from the wood chopper to those who carried water. Don't forget at our very creation, when we became a nation, when He gave us the Torah, He gave us a condition of what it meant to be a Jew, to be a simple Jew. What's the definition of a simple Jew? If you listen to my voice and keep my bris, Vayitem li skula, and be a treasure nation to me, mikol amim v'chulei, v'atem tili mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Zeu ish Yisrael mamleches kohanim. What does it mean? Hashem said, you want to be a Jew, a simple Jew? What does it mean to be a simple Jew? A kingdom of priests, a holy nation. That's what a Jew means. That's what a simple Jew is. A kingdom of priests, holiness, royalty. That's what it means to be a simple Jew. Tanai hisna kadosh baruch hu v'ta'im. That's the condition Hashem made with us. What does it mean to be part of Klal Yisrael? At the very minimum, it means that you're part of royalty. You're part of greatness. You're a goy kadosh. Rakim kach tiyeh. Yisrael matem. What makes you Jewish? If you say, I want to be holy. I want to be part of the Mleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. That makes you part of Klal Yisrael. That's the condition to be part of Klal Yisrael. So the next time we say, I want to be a simple Jew, what do you tell your friend? Okay, you want to be a simple Jew? You're royalty. You're part of a holy nation. You're Mleches Kohanim. That's for every single Jew. From the wood chopper to the water carrier. V'imlav Chas V'Shalom. But if you don't want to be part of a Mleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, Chas V'Shalom, you're not anymore called part of Klal Yisrael. Of course, you're still a Jew, but you're not filling your tremendous potential. You're not fulfilling your mandate, your charge. Last paragraph. This is so geshmak. It's mamish kodesh kedashim. Umi bachem na Yisrael. Who amongst you, Jewish youth, asher yimein chas v'sholom milio Yisrael? Who's going to deny? Who's going to reject calling themselves a Yid, a Jew? Umihu asher lo yidrosh me'atzmo. Who's not going to demand from themselves? V'lo yimar Yisrael ani. Who's not going to say, I'm Jewish? Ivri anoichi. Who's not going to say they're a Yid? Who's not going to wear proud on their face? We're all going to say we're Jewish. And what does it mean to be Jewish? Mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Who's not going to say, Eved Hashem ani b'kol kochi mochi? Who's not going to say, I serve the Eibishter with all my power in my mind? Atim kol chai gufi v'nafshi evod lizchot liot Yisrael. With all the strength of my body and my soul, I'm going to work to be zochet, to be Yisrael. We all want this. We all yearn for this. Since we all demand this of ourselves, to be called Jewish, and being Jewish means I'm leches kohanim v'goy kadosh, kvar yevshar shelo imsa et chesronosav. It's impossible for us not to identify what we're lacking when we're not living up to this tremendous mandate. The children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avinu, from royalty, it's impossible we won't find their chesronos. It's impossible we won't identify them. Libo yida v'lo yistach aleihem, and our hearts won't become pained by this and won't try to fix it. Rak b'kol kolcho yishtad l'tankam liyashram. Since we know who we are, where we come from, our holy, holy roots, we're going to try with all our power to fix it and to straighten it out. So just to conclude again, another perek. We can never forget. He say, ah, I'm just a Jew. Just a Jew. It's the greatest gift. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu. We should sing it. We should be screaming it from the rooftops. Just a Jew means amleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. We should never chas v'sholom lose sight of our holy holiness. And the next time chas v'sholom, that we want to click on the bottom. The next time chas v'sholom, we want to be lax in shmiras seinayim. The next time chas v'sholom, we want to give in. We have to remember, where am I from? I'm from Kedusha. I'm from holiness. Where do I come from? I have so much potential. I have so much to give to this world. And Amir Tashem, we remember, Amleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh will deter us from going down the wrong path. Yishkoach Gadol.